On 28th of May 1961, an article appeared in the London newspaper The Observer. Its author was Peter Benenson, an English human rights lawyer. Entitled The Forgotten Prisoners, the article expressed concern at an account he'd read of two Portuguese students sentenced to 7 years in prison simply for toasting to freedom during the Antonio de Oliveira Salazar's regime. While the actual case was revealed to be hearsay, the sentiment of the piece touched a global nerve. It was a time during the Cold War when three world leaders in power, John F. Kennedy, Nikita Khrushchev, and Pope John XIII, seemed open to diplomacy. Benenson's article was to lead to the foundation of the human rights organization Amnesty International. Benenson was the privileged son of a British Army officer father and a Russian mother. During the war, he worked in Army intelligence, and after it as a lawyer representing prisoners in Spain, Hungary, and South Africa. He was one of a group of British lawyers who in 1957 founded the human rights and law reform organisation Justice, and he was a member of a body set up by the UK Labour Party that sought fair trial in Spain for opponents of the Francisco Franco dictatorship. Benenson, however, increasingly felt that a purely professional or political organisation would always be, as he put it, excessively cautious and would never catch the public imagination. In 1958, he became ill and went to Italy to recover. It was there that he decided that it was better to appeal to the moral values and aspirations of people everywhere in a way that transcended party politics. In his article, Benenson cited the 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights. He coined the term prisoner of conscience, which he defined as one who has been imprisoned or persecuted for the non-violent expression of their beliefs. He launched an appeal for amnesty, a worldwide campaign aimed at ordinary people. The article was reprinted in newspapers across the world, and by July, the organization Amnesty International had been established. It rapidly evolved into the world's largest human rights body, and it is still funded through its membership and personal unaffiliated donations. This allows it to maintain full independence from governments, political ideologies, religions, or economic interests.